And today, my guest on today's show again will be John Deresch. John, good morning. How are you? Are you there?
Is he muted?
Got to get unmuted there.
Yep, I was looking for my mute button. Well, good to be here again. And to me, it's good afternoon. But to you, I guess it's good morning.
It's still morning here, yes. Oh, my. A lot's happened in the last week. I'm sure you've been busier than a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest. You know, what's up with you guys and National Liberty Alliance? Give us an update.
Well, we just completed our government by consent course. Last time we spoke, we were up to Chapter 6, and over the holidays, I've been working diligently to get it done, and we got it done and up, so we've got the full course up there. It's a pretty lengthy course, but very powerful, enlightening, beneficial course to anybody who wants to be empowered. Also, just about finishing up on our book, which I think we're going to call it Liberty Lost, which has a lot of the contents of the course, of course, but also some additional things. And we'll be looking for a publisher shortly. So those are a couple of things that we're moving on. We're getting ready to do something concerning particularly the IRS. We're going to work on something on that. Not sure exactly where we're going to go with that, but you know, they're really out of control. I know Trump is working to shut down the IRS, ultimately the Federal Reserve.
I'm all
behind
that.
Cause of all evil, you know, it's the head of the snake.
Oh yeah,
yep. And so we're working on a lot of things. We've got some new papers going on. We've got a Second Amendment issue in New York State that we had sued both houses of Congress here in New York and the governor. Mm-hmm. We moved it into our court of record for cause, and they defaulted. So we're getting ready to write a default paper on that and issuing that and a decision. So lots of things going, lots of things. There's probably a whole list of things that I'm not even thinking of at the moment that we got to be working on.
Oh, they're stacking up fast, because now mm-hmm. after the first of the year, all of these state legislatures are starting to come back into session, and there's just a litany of legislation. I got a peek at some legislation that they proposed here in Washington State the other day. And they actually went down and listed by name and model number all, I mean, the list of guns that they want to go after is, and then they said, if it isn't on here, we meant it to be on here, kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. And it's registration, it's no sale, no transfer.
Well, those things are not going to go anywhere. Not with Trump in office and the people being active. Of course, it's up to the people. You know, we're yeah. building a National Militia Alliance. Mm-hmm. We've got a mm-hmm. group out of Virginia who approached us, and they want to try to organize a little better in Virginia, and we're going to help them organize their counties. And actually, we're going to try to organize all 3,133 counties. Everyone has a duty to join that, by the way. The unorganized militia, it encompasses every able-bodied mm-hmm. person. In New York State, says person, you know, and when you get back into the older stuff, it's male. The Dick Act, I believe, says people or person. But in any event, of course, it really should be male. But of course, if women want to join, you know, they're already in the military. I don't think we can really disagree with that, with them. But we need to train our children on the way they should work, you know, grow up and be, the way they should walk. Mm-hmm. And teach all these things in school. But anyway, we're organizing the nation here on that. We'd love to get 3,100 and some odd militias organized. Each one we're working to organize on a county level under the auspices of the sheriff. We're putting together some rules and regulations, uniformed rules, and also resolutions. And posting that up to all of the militias. They have the opportunity to grow those things and add to themselves. But they have to be working with their sheriff. And we have a plan we're working out on how we're going to approach the sheriff and how we're going to do each county. But we need people. Everybody needs to join this thing. Even look at joining the militia, you know, they'll probably have a meeting, I don't know, once a month. Maybe they'll get together with the gun clubs, go out shooting and have a meeting or something like that, which could be exciting on a weekend or something, whatever they want to do. Each county will figure their own things out, how they want to approach this. Maybe once a year, they come together for a weekend or something, or if there's some people that can do it for a week, you know, just come together and camp out and play the role. So a lot of things exciting could happen, but, you know, again, even people who are disabled, people who are not able to really carry a weapon any longer for whatever purposes, medical or so on, or even if they can, there is really no age limit. I know Dick Axe talks about 17 to 45. That's the required response. Anybody that hears the call between that age must respond. It's their duty to respond. Mm-hmm. We need to be prepared to be able to respond. Mm-hmm. But, of course, people over 45 can respond. They need to work. We're going to work out the uniform rules, which will be uniform across the nation for anyone who joins these groups, and establish that relationship with the sheriffs. And at that point, you know, if we can establish that across America, the militia alone saves America. Militia alone prevents gun control. I mean, you just take the Constitution for itself. Let's take New York Constitution, and most constitutions have a similar kind of a statement in there. Being that the all able-bodied persons is the militia, which would be the unorganized militia. And it's their duty to respond to the call should an emergency arise. That being the case, if you don't have a weapon, how are you going to respond to a military emergency? Of course, that's why they connected it into the Second Amendment with the militia and the right to bear arms. So everybody should join nationallibertyalliance.org. Get out there and get ready to join. I don't think the link is working yet. We're going to be, you know, our tech guy is working on that now, and he's going to set up the link, and we'll be doing a count on the right side of our website of how many militia people join. We'll be breaking them down by states and counties, the leadership, one leader in each county, whoever they decide they can change that, will have the contact list and phone numbers of the individuals to get organized within their counties.
Well, it's very important, and the problem that a lot of people have, and I think that we would probably have a similar problem here in my county, is that there are militias that have been formed here. However, trying to work with our sheriff has been pushed back. He's not a real proponent of the militias.
Let him know what, take him out. Take him out of office.
Take him out of office. That's definitely, in my opinion, coming up to be a very real possibility that recall him. And, you know, the problem is, here in Washington State, we've got Inslee and Ferguson, you know, our governor and our attorney general are both over the top, pushing this anti-gun agenda as well.
Well, that's a reason to remove them from office. Yeah. Again, if the people had control, and they can get control by taking control and learning how to take that control, and that's what our government by consent course is all about. If the people had control, we'd recall those people. They're in what the Constitution refers to as, it doesn't use this phrase. It talks about they get to serve as long as they're in good behavior. And that infers that there is bad behavior. Bad behavior is denial, rejection, or opposition to the Constitution. You know, if an individual wants to be a Marxist or a socialist and they want to talk about that, they got freedom of speech to do that. But if they run for office and they take that oath to support and defend and uphold the Constitution, well, they can't take their personal opinions and thoughts and ideas and use that particular political platform or judicial platform to put forth their agenda. Mm-hmm. They need to be obedient to the oath they took. And if they start, all these people that are talking about taking an unalienable right, the right to defend ourselves, okay, an unalienable right,